Welcome to The Workroom. This is your podcast host, Firman. And today we have a super, I would call it a superwoman because I've been seeing her on her social media posting a lot of activities, which I think orang Jakarta lagi relate because it's one of the trend, yeah. So here we have Tabi. Apa kabar, Tabi?
Baik, hi everyone. This is the superwoman. I hope that sebenarnya orang-orang kalau mau ngelihat aku kayak superwoman gitu, it's like so intimidating.
Why?
I'm not superwoman, more like lebih ke hyperactive.
Okay, that's maybe like the negative word for superwoman, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I'm a very active person who loves to channel out my creativity and my energy. Yeah. Through creativity, because I'm a graphic designer as well.
Oh, okay.
Jadi aku senang ngedesain, tapi mostly I channel it out through sports.
Wow, that's amazing.
And mainly cycling.
That's amazing. So can you tell us a little bit more about Tabi that maybe some of us didn't know or never heard about you before, besides you're being super hyperactive, you know?
Well, I'm actually, I'm a founder of Women Cycling Community Nusantara. Kita
Okay.
Singkatnya WCC.
Mm-hmm.
And it was founded 2014, yang tadinya baru di Jakarta, Bali, Surabaya, sekarang udah ada di 13 atau 14 kota ya.
Okay.
6 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's
of city.
A lot of women, estrogen. Okay. But I love it because the dynamic of meeting a lot of people with different personalities and characters that
okay.
really empowers me. And And this community is actually based to empower other women.
Okay.
So it's a women empowering community through cycling gitu. Jadi kita
okay.
juga encourage mereka untuk support each other, inspire one another. We're not here to compete, but to inspire gitu.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us, when did you actually start doing cycling?
Like, it was only 2013 sih.
Okay, so
baru.
Did you 1 year and then you decided to build this woman cycling community?
Karena waktu itu aku dijeburin sama temen namanya Ayu. Hai Ayu.
Hai.
Terus Ayu Ningrum. Jadi waktu itu dia pernah ngajakin aku one day, Tep mau cobain gak yang namanya open water swimming? And I'm like, what?
Okay.
Open water? What is that? Isn't it all water is open?
That's true.
Terus, ya kan? Terus yeah, dia yang, oh enggak, ini di laut, berenang di laut. I'm like, wow, that's so freaking
okay.
out kan. Hah, berenang di laut? Terus iya, okay, then I'll try it. Berenang di laut walaupun cuma di pinggirnya doang.
Yep.
Terus takut waktu itu.
Okay.
Terus ini mau buat apa? Oh, ini buat triathlon sebenarnya. What is triathlon?
Mm-hmm.
Triathlon is combining three principles of sports into one.
Okay.
Jadi berenang, sepeda, terus lari at the same time.
Okay.
So you're transitioning each sports gitu. Terus ya mau gak mau, akhirnya I got hooked up. I like the sports, and then terus harus latihan sepedanya kan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, back in the day, cycling was so dominating by laki-laki.
Man, for sure.
So it's a male-dominated sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan dulu tuh waktu itu masih latihannya tuh di SCBD, muterin PP sebelum ditutup.
Yeah, yeah.
Muterin PP, tapi isinya cowok semua. Either yang cowok-cowok community atau yang atlet-atlet.
Yeah.
And then I was so left out kan, and I'm like so frustrating. Ini latihan cuman kecopot terus.
Mm-hmm.
Paling yang main sepeda cuman beberapa orang bisa dihitung pakai jari. Terus I'm like, okay, I think I should do something about it. Karena aku anak pertama dari 6 bersaudara juga.
Wow.
Jadi dari dulu aku seneng rame-rame.
Okay.
It's
okay.
already in my nature to
yeah,
be
yeah.
surrounded by people gitu.
Yeah.
Terus emang mungkin karena anak pertama jadi suka ngatur. Jadi I like organizing stuff gitu. Terus
okay.
orang Manado jadi suka kumpul-kumpul.
Oh, you're Manadoese. Okay.
Yes,
okay, I can relate because my partner is Manadoese as well.
Oh, okay, so. There you go. Nah, terus akhirnya one day you know there's a brilliant in my mind popping out. Okay, kenapa enggak bikin perkumpulan gitu
okay.
cewek-cewek? Supaya
okay.
apa sebenarnya? Hidden agendanya supaya aku ada yang nemenin.
Okay. Okay.
Supaya enggak sendirian
yeah.
latihannya gitu kan. Terus ya udah akhirnya kita ngumpul. And I'm like, hey, this is quite positive and a lot of good feedback juga. Ya udah deh seriusin aja, udah deh kasih nama deh, ngasal gitu kayak, okay, women cycling community, udah WCC gitu. Terus akhirnya bikin logo, bikin jersey. Satu
okay.
tahun itu dari yang cuman 12 orang sampai 40 orang.
Wow.
Sekarang 6 tahun di Jakarta, kita udah ada 2 divisi, road bike sama sepeda lipat. Kita hampir 400 members di Jakarta only.
Wow, that's Jakarta only.
That's Jakarta
that's
only.
Huge.
And now we have all over Indonesia, I think around 13 or 14 cities. And now almost reaching 900 members.
Wow. So do you have like a monthly gathering, or is there any specific event that you guys have to like...
Prior to COVID, yes.
Okay.
Prior to COVID, we usually have monthly thematic rides, gitu. Mm-hmm. Jadi ya cewek lah. Apalah, okay, kali ini dress code-nya pink semua.
Okay.
Or Independence Day ride, jadi merah putih ride. Or Kartini ride. Mm-hmm. It's actually very, very interesting karena Kartini ride, we all wear kebaya.
Wah, okay, on a ride.
Ya, atasannya kebaya, bawahannya sepeda, celana sepeda.
Keren, bawahnya apa, kebayaan juga.
Nah, jadi kita atasannya pakai kebaya, lucu, okay. Gitu kan. Yeah. Nah, terus, awal-awal WCC ini terbentuk, kita tuh pengen merubah paradigm kalau misalkan sepedahan tuh looks-nya tuh harus yang terlalu yang kayak atlet gitu.
Yeah, yeah.
Aku nggak suka karena aku juga nggak ke arah sana. Okay. Aku pengennya hobi, tapi ya kalau bisa perform why not. Cuma I still wanna look good and pretty.
Okay.
Jadinya kita dulu ada hashtagnya Goes Kece.
Oke, okay. Jadi biar kelihatan kece ya. So it's more appealing to women juga nggak sih?
Iya, jadinya karena, orang-orang nggak intimidated by yang those athlete females yang very masculine gitu. Jadi we I think we're successfully bisa menyebarkan virus gue kece ini. Jadi cewek-cewek sekarang yang gue tuh pakai bulu mata, pakai lipstick, pakai foundation. Okay. Pokoknya seru deh.
Iya, jadinya bisa tetap kelihatan kece juga ya. Okay. Speaking of kece, I have a picture for you.
Okay.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about this picture. Because this has been like, I've been following you on social media, and I think now like, probably you, one of the reason why like cycling is really popular right now.
No, it's them.
It's them, okay. So tell us a little bit more about who are in this picture. Mungkin kalau yang lihat bisa lihat Instagramnya Tabi sekarang. So,
okay, this is recently, actually this was, last, sekarang ada apa sih?
Hari Selasa.
It was last Sunday, I think, or Friday.
Okay.
Ini di PIK, ini di jalan tol yang baru belum buka.
I haven't been there.
Ini di PIK 2.
Okay.
And so we have a small group because of PSBB.
Okay.
We encourage the members of our community to ride only in small groups.
Okay.
Karena you can control who's in it, and mereka udah kemana aja, and they've been healthy, and they've been tested negative, and this
for
and
sure.
that, because jadi it's for safety reason.
Okay.
And this is we call this lipstick ride.
Whoa, lipstick ride sounds really cute.
Kelly was the one who's initiated the name. Lipstick ride.
Really, Kelly, yeah.
Kelly, and then so it's Marianne Sumantir. And then there's Nirina Zubir, this Karenina Sani, ini Nopit, ini Luna Maya, that's me, that's Mandy Cininta, and Tara Suba, and Kelly Tanyono.
Okay, so...
There were some few, there
other
was
people
Patricia,
was there,
there's Tatiana, and yeah, there were a few more, but they were still cycling at this moment.
Okay.
They were not in the picture.
So how do you guys like meet this group, like...
through friends, to mutual friends.
Okay,
mereka kenal-kenalin gitu, and then pada mau coba cycling gitu. Apa ini seru ya cycling gitu. Ya udah coba aja coba, and ada beberapa orang yang aku temenin gitu dari awal actually purchasing the bike sampai milih aparel apa gitu-gitunya. I like doing that. Aku temenin.
Okay.
And then sebenarnya aku racunin. Terus akhirnya they got hooked, and now this small group, we are actually planning to do 100K soon.
Ooh, yes. Wow.
Because a lot of them are actually runners already. So they already have the endurance and
the stamina.
Yeah. Gitu. Jadi berani, karena nggak bisa sembarangan juga kan.
Betul, betul.
And because I'm responsible for them juga. Jadi kita latihannya juga terprogram. Kita juga perhatikan nutrisinya juga.
Mm-hmm.
And soon, hopefully next month, end of next month, kalau sudah memungkinkan, we're gonna do our 100K, and it's going to be charity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So speaking about nutrition, you call yourself a nutrition geek, is it?
Nutrition.
Yes, that's
actually Max's idea. I was inspired by him, so
okay.
We came up with the word nutrition. Yeah, Max.
Okay. So, could you tell us? Do like people who love to do like sport, like cycling, or in your community, do people actually know like a basic knowledge about nutrition? Or, I mean, tell us a little bit more about that.
So the backgrounds of our members, there's a lot of runners as well, marathoners, triathletes. For them, they already are aware that nutrition is part of the principles in their main sport, gitu.
Okay.
Definitely, like marathoners and triathletes, they're already adapting healthy lifestyle for sure for them to maintain their performance and recovery.
Okay.
Because it's all about nutrition and rest, right?
Yeah.
So most of them, yes, they are aware. And also a lot of the girls in my circle, they are pretty much aware and they're actually practicing it as well.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah. And some of them are actually already vegetarians.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Not here.
Yeah, but some of them.
Some of them, yeah.
All right. So back to January or maybe December.
December.
You took the Game Changer Challenge.
Yeah.
Why did you finally I want to sign up for this challenge?
First of all, since 2012, I was actually udah terexposed. I was already exposed by this whole foods plant-based diet.
Okay.
Because I watched several food documentaries, namely Forks Over Knives, Matters, Hunger for Change, and all that. And I enrolled in Dr. T. Colin Campbell's.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I was enrolled, but I didn't finish it. So hard. So I bought the book and I just read it, but enrolled in it. Yeah, baik banget nih buat di podcast.
I can't even. It's okay. We can edit it out.
Reality. So I know some of the knowledge, and then I practiced it on and off since 2012. Karena to me it's quite challenging kalau misalkan di dalam rumah juga nggak yang practicing the same gitu.
Jadi,
because I'm still living with my parents and my siblings, so they are eating whatever they want.
For sure.
Even though, because I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, we already don't eat pork, we don't eat shellfish.
Okay.
Jadi udah terkurangin juga gitu, some animal based food.
Yeah.
And then we eat a lot of vegetables, plant based gitulah.
Yeah.
Tapi masih makan ayam, kadang masih makan daging juga.
Okay.
Ikan. Tapi yang lain-lainnya enggak.
Okay.
Jadi I think it is beneficial for me, easier to transition.
Okay.
So jadi dari tahun itu tuh coba tuh sempat pescatarian.
Okay.
And then enggak pernah vegan sih, vegetarian masih makan apa ya bilang masih makan telur.
Ovo vegetarian.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of names.
Yeah. There's lacto.
There's lacto ovo.
Vegetarian. There's lacto ovo. Yeah.
Right. Max knows everything. and then after that, on and off. Sempat waktu itu 2014, I was plant based for several months.
Okay.
Prior to my first half Ironman triathlon.
Okay.
So that would be 2 kilometers, 1.9 kilometers of swimming in the ocean.
Oh.
And then you transition into a 90 kilometers bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run a half marathon.
Okay. So for those who don't know what is triathlon, basically itu adalah kayak let me know kalau gue salah ya. Kayak sport yang menggabungkan antara cycling, running, sama swimming, bener nggak?
Yes.
Or maybe you could explain it a little bit better.
Yeah, triathlon is a combination of 3 sports, which is swimming, cycling, and running. That's it.
Okay, so I got it right.
Yes.
Thank you. So and then, so you actually already familiar with what is plant based?
Yes.
That's why you but
decided to do it.
Okay, but how did you find the challenge? Do you find any difficulties or challenges knowing that your family still eat meat here and there?
Yeah, I gotta have to prepare my food myself, actually.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And then find a community or close friends who's actually doing the same thing, and then have them support you and exchange recipes.
It's recipe. How do you find recipes usually?
Through
inside friends or
YouTube mostly. Yeah, there's a lot of resources actually.
Yeah,
also maybe I bought several books by Nigella and Jamie Oliver and Gordon, but I just
swap.
Yeah.
The protein.
Yeah.
Swap aja. Yeah. So, did you find any benefit after taking the challenge? Because we saw the result, right?
Yes.
I don't remember what your result.
Changer.
Yeah.
My result was actually good, improved on everything. Actually, when I first joined and decided to join Game Changers Challenge Jakarta, I was going to be put with the other teams, which is performance based, so that before and after. Okay. However, that day I got injured. So I had a lower back injury.
Okay.
Because of running intervals. Mm-hmm. Gue sakit banget deh. I couldn't even run for 100 meters. No, not even 10 meters. I couldn't run.
Wow.
I tried the Bromo Marathon. Mm-hmm. I only signed up for 10K, I think. Okay. I was there. I went there. I was on the starting line. And then I start when the gun was off. Mm-hmm. I started lari-lari kecil gitu for 10 meters. It hurts a lot. So I had to... I didn't start.
Okay.
I had to quit. And so after that, jadi udah lagi injured, terus Game Changers Challenge came, and then I discussed with the doctor, Dr. Emilia, and then and everybody there, Mbak Asti, and then they said it's best for me not to take the program like everybody else, but to have me as a recovery program.
Okay, so it's my injury.
Different approach.
Okay.
Nah, jadi I don't do a lot of their, kan harus training juga, strength training at Royal Sports Performance, right?
Yeah.
And then my training was not the same because I'm more towards recovery.
Okay.
However, usually I only went for a therapy there once and an ultrasound one time.
Okay.
And the rest, when I took that plant-based challenge for 6 weeks, I don't need to go for another therapy. Semuanya recovery-nya cepat, and I don't have it anymore. And I'm pretty sure because of the inflammation and plant-based eating goes together really well.
Yeah.
And that's what makes my recovery fast and complete.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think, I watched the Game Changer myself. And this, in the sport community, I never knew before that injury is something that is common.
It's common.
Right. And how do you usually get recovered, kalau misalkan, without the plant-based diet?
A lot of therapy.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of therapy, ultrasound, and then sports massage. And, I don't know, just therapy, I guess. Usually in most cases, in worst case, they go to probably have like operasi lutut.
Itu yang ekstrimnya lah ya.
Itu ekstrim, but for sure you have to go physiotherapy a lot, like routine, like maybe twice or maybe three times a week, and then do the taping.
And during that period, obviously lo nggak bisa doing sport, right? You have to
You have to stop it.
Okay.
For me, I think it was. Really, it was fine. It was only 6 weeks.
Yeah.
At the end of the 6 weeks, I have no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw your ada kalau nggak salah performance apanya gitu. I think it was improved by like.
Yeah. Agility improved. Kayak kalau nggak salah, misalkan nih, before plant based, sit up-nya bisa cuma berapa?
Yeah, betul.
Afterwards, sit up-nya bisa double.
Yeah.
Terus ya kayak gitu-gitunya bisa improve-nya significantly actually.
Okay. That's good. So talking about the movie itself, what do you think about the Game Changer movie, the Game Changer documentary?
I believe in the theory behind it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and I enjoy watching the movie.
Okay.
However, the because I already know the theory behind it. So
okay, I'm that's like, true. Because you read a lot of nutrition book.
Yeah.
But do you think like the Game Changer is like a documentary mainly for like men? Because I feel like men nowadays kayak lebih aware sama plant-based after watching Game Changer.
That I am aware as well. Even my brother was like, hey, it's pretty good because he's a bodybuilder.
Of course.
He's a bodybuilder and he's like, okay. But he told me that, you know, maybe Game Changers is mainly best for endurance athletes.
Okay.
But I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Okay, this is part, you watched the whole movie, right?
Yeah, I watched the whole
movie. There's like one part where there's like... Tess, I don't know if you still remember the part where they have to sleep overnight.
Yeah. I remember. Okay. I watched it over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'm all for the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of pros and cons, of course.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we even actually wrote an article about the movie, saying that if you look for like nutrition fact. I think Game Changer is not the kind of movie that you want to look for, but if you want to like have like motivation for you to get started, that's a movie that you want to. Yeah, exactly.
So it's more to motivating you to start, especially when you're very active in sports.
For sure.
And if you want to go deeper, you know, data and all that, I think there's a lot of more food documentaries that you can watch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For more knowledge. Mm-hmm. But this one to get you started, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So beside like the Game Changer movie, you watch other movie. Do you think there's a different, or do you think this movie is actually perfect for like your circle? I mean, like for sport, or should they also watch other movies?
They should also watch other food documentaries to back up all the information that is maybe nggak ada yang mungkin nggak complete di situ. Jadi itu sebenarnya to me Game Changer itu additional knowledge and motivation, encouraging and you know it's nice and all that. Mm-hmm. You see all the it's very dynamic and you know nice music and all that, and there's also information of course. Mm-hmm. Tapi kalau yang lebih mau serius, masih banyak lagi yang bisa di go deeper and study, watch gitu.
Okay. So, going back to the challenge over the 6 months, did anyone or like, do you find like any challenge or like, ada nggak sih momen kayak, aduh kayaknya gue bosen nih?
Oh pasti.
Atau kayak, aduh gue pengen makan ini nih kayak.
Oh, I was craving for chicken. Because I eat chicken a lot before, like at home, chicken only. Okay. Kan nggak bisa makan yang lain juga, jadi so I ate chicken a lot, and then when I did the Game Changers challenge for 6 weeks, I was craving for chicken.
Okay, how's your diet after Game Changer? Was it like any different, or you eat more plant based now, or?
Definitely, I incorporate more of sayur-sayuran for sure, and smoothies.
Smoothies, yeah. Oh yeah, you also have. Can you tell us a bit more?
Yeah, Juice and Co. Homemade smoothies gitu that me and my brother created.
Okay.
Why? Because it's actually existing since like many years ago, tapi kita stop. Mm-hmm. Cuma sekarang kita pikir, okay, kita mulai lagi aja nih. Mm-hmm. And then, it's good because all our menu resepinya itu consisting of more than 4 types of fruits.
Okay.
Jadi daripada
lebih makan buah-buahan beda-beda gitu ya.
Just like doing smoothies. Langsung aja. And then we made sure that the taste is really good. And then why not juice, why smoothies? Because we want to still have fiber in it.
Yeah.
And you know, for that.
Okay. About nutrition, what do you think is the biggest myth that people still believe nowadays?
Myth,
yeah. Kayak, karena kan banyak banget tuh kayak, like one, kayak 4 sehat 5 sempurna, it's already been no longer used, right?
Yeah.
Which I think some of us might be kayak nggak tahu gitu. Besides that, is there any, especially in sport?
Susu sih.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Tapi pro kontra juga sih, karena I know that there's a huge industry that actually is supporting chocolate milk for their recovery.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, I was one. Mm-hmm. Of the person who actually practice it. Mm-hmm. So when I was heavily involved in triathlon, I actually drink a lot of chocolate milk post training.
Okay.
And it got me quite lean.
Okay.
Doing that.
Yeah.
However, I studied about casein and all that, and that's not good. And so. And thankfully, I said this thankfully, I developed lactose intolerance.
Okay.
So I cannot drink
milk
dairy anymore.
Okay, so you're...
which is good for me because I was trying to cut dairy. Sekarang emang udah gak boleh karena kalau udah minum dairy berantakan perutnya.
Benar-benar. And to be like, even the study show that, let's talk about Asian, 75% of Asian are actually lactose intolerance.
Definitely. Yeah, I think it's global wide.
And now it's global wide, maybe like European is like, karena kan mereka kan part of their diet is like consists of like cheese, milk,
stuff.
But knowing that, kayak pas gue tahu juga, kayak I was kind of shocked like, so the whole time after drinking latte, I thought that the coffee was the reason, and it was not. It was the milk. So then kayak gue juga baru sadar ternyata, gue juga ada gitu.
So you're also lactose intolerant.
Kinda,
almond milk, not milk, which I also make almond milk. milk.
Really? You do nut milk? I mean almond milk at home?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So you cook at home?
I cook once in a while.
Okay. What is your most favorite? Or like people that apa ya? Apa masakan lu yang semua orang kayak suka atau yang lu pikir that's like your signature dish? What is your signature dish?
Gak ada signature dish yet, but usually when I have barbecue on my friend's house or in my house, usually I prepare the salads.
Okay.
And I make quite good salad.
Hmm.
Well, of course they would say, tapi lu bikin smoothiesnya dong gitu.
Yeah.
Okay, I prepare. I'm very confident in making smoothies which taste good.
Okay.
I'm very confident in that. So my specialty is not actually cooking, but making smoothies.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Honestly, I started making smoothie after going vegan.
Right.
Sebelumnya kayak I wouldn't even think about me mixing blending banana and kale and like spirulina and almond milk in the same blender. That was something that kayak gue ngerasa gue gak bakal bikin.
Right.
But now I enjoy it a lot and I can make it more delicious.
Yeah,
and it could be delicious if you combine it
with the right portion and right ingredients, right?
Yeah.
Just add in superfood and what or nuts or what. Sometimes I also add in virgin coconut oil as well.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never tried that before. Maybe I should.
Yeah, because it's good for your release energy.
Okay.
Because it's a long sustained energy, right?
We see
it's a long chain sustained energy.
Okay.
Yeah. So before you exercise, I usually consume VCO.
Okay, wow.
More burning gitu deh buat energi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talking about that, so is there any trick if you are plant-based misalkan and now you are into cycling, is there any specific food pre or post that you should consume so that you can be like kayak stamina-nya bagus di jalan? Would you
I mean basic knowledge for sports, before sports you take more carbs for energy.
Yeah.
After exercise, usually more protein.
Okay.
So just incorporate more complex carbs before
and
plant-based protein afterwards.
Okay.
And make sure to take good plant-based supplements.
Okay.
For recovery. I took supplementnya lebih ke vitamins, multivitamins. Kalau lagi heavy training gitu. Tapi kalau enggak, I firmly believe that if your food, your intake is already good and complete, then you don't need a supplement.
Again, the name is supplement. It's only consumed when you
need
that you don't consume enough, like a whole food. You know, emang nutrisinya bagus gitu kan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tapi kayak protein, plant-based protein powder for sure for faster recovery. I consume.
Okay.
Kalau lagi training ya.
Okay.
Kalau cuma olahraga biasa sih nggak usah.
Kayak gym itu nggak usah ya?
I don't know about that because my brother is doing a lot of gym and he took a lot of that.
Okay.
Because he's maintaining his bodybuilding
for sure.
Aesthetic.
I think that's understandable. I think I know a lot of kayak kayak bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Because they require more protein and the most convenient is by consuming like a supplement and powders. Because kayak tinggal minum doang kan. Compared to like maybe food yang kayak bentuknya kayak legumes. I don't think that could be.
And also in some people it can cause them bloatedness.
Yes, for sure.
Bloatedness, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have any favorite plant-based restaurant in Jakarta?
Grains.
Okay. What's your favorite go-to menu?
Ini sate taichan.
Oh yes, I love that as well.
I love that. Yeah. There many others also I like. I like Blue Zone. I like Terra.
We've been there.
Even though it's not fully plant-based, but you can choose your
protein and your veggies,
And Fedwell.
Fedwell, yes.
I think they are they have more and more options nowadays, and I hope that there will be more in the future as well.
Okay, what do you think about this food, the vegan food scene in Jakarta? Do you think it could be better, or we are going toward like a good direction?
I think we can improve for sure.
Mm-hmm.
However, kan belum terlalu popular banget kali ya. Maksudnya belum
mainstream.
Belum mainstream gitu. Jadi Indonesia kan tren lah gitu-gitu.
Yeah.
Tapi kalau misalkan, but I think like you guys did good job in like the movement and everything and Burger Greens and all and the rest. I think already in the right path.
Mm-hmm.
tinggal disebarin lebih aja, educate more. And tapi but then again, being vegetarian, being vegan is a choice. Balik lagi is a choice.
Yeah.
Even though misalkan nih ada beberapa orang yang udah tahu, udah nonton, udah dijijilin juga nih sama food documentaries. At the end, they still choose otherwise.
For sure.
You know, so maybe for me, I would say it's a calling, because once that you are called, you understand why the thing is important, and if you know why you should do this, then you have to be called to actually do it, not you doing it because of everybody's doing it.
For sure, you know? You have to find your own reason.
Yeah, there's personal reason behind it, pasti. So it's a calling.
For sure. Okay. Okay. I think probably one last question.
Sure.
If you want to buy a new kit for like cycling, what brand do you recommend?
I would say Cervelo.
Okay. I don't know about that, but
It's a Canadian brand, actually, but it's a premium bike. It's a road bike and all-rounder bike, meaning that you can use it on flat road. Bisa juga road bike nggak bisa buat mountain bike ya, jadi nggak bisa di tanah, jadi aspal. Yeah. Tapi bisa untuk datar juga, bisa untuk nanjak juga.
Okay.
So that is what I'm using. Karena for the past 3 years, pasti satu tahun sekali tuh I go Jakarta-Bandung by bike.
Wow, yeah, Bandung?
Pas aku pakai sepeda yang sekarang nih, 2 tahun pertama pakai sepeda lain, aku di evacuate tengah jalan, enggak finish. Pakai sepeda yang sekarang aku finish, that's why I berani to recommend it, especially if you guys wanted long distance Jakarta Bandung.
Oh, mungkin mau balik.
But yeah, I like the bike.
Alright. And what is your plan for WWC in the next coming years?
Okay, I'm planning to make it more of an empowering women, jadi pengen lebih educate dan empowering membersnya by providing them more kegiatan gitu. Like kemarin itu aku habis talk show mengenai KDRT. Yes, it is actually something that is very sad, because and di waktu pandemi ini ternyata rate of KDRT-nya bertambah. Karena apa? Karena ternyata ada beberapa faktor gitu ya. Ada faktor KDRT karena banyak yang nggak kerja lagi, jadi mereka nggak dapat income, perempuan-perempuannya gitu.
Okay.
Terus statistically says that if perempuan gaji di bawah 5 juta itu prone to experience KDRT gitu.
Wow, that's crazy.
Dan terus ada beberapa perempuan yang anaknya lebih dari 3 karena stres di rumah ngurusin ini, jadi the tense and emotional tense and stress is really high at home, dan mungkin lakinya juga nggak bisa channel it out atau apa, so KDRT. And then there's lots of reasons karena ya itu dia, karena mungkin laki-lakinya usually prior to COVID laki-lakinya sibuk, selalu pulang baru malam gitu. Istrinya juga sibuk, nah sekarang harus
semuanya di rumah
24/7 akhirnya KDRT. So something like that, we need to pay attention dan bersuara dan edukasikan orang-orang bahwa this is real gitu. Nggak cuma COVID aja, other things are becoming more and more sedih gitu, menyedihkan. Seperti ini kita mau angkat isunya, so we're planning on discussing several issues untuk perempuan-perempuan yang tergabung dalam WCC ini. Nanti kita akan bahas gimana. So mungkin aja di dalam, you know, one of them mungkin lagi experience something yang kalau kita udah bahas, mungkin mereka ada channel untuk mungkin bertanya atau apa gitu. And we're planning to invite professionals as well gitu untuk handle with these issues.
Emotions
and all that. And not just that, that's part of empowering side. And then we also support and encourage our members untuk kalau bisa beli barang dari yang diproduce sama anak kita dulu gitu. Jadi bisnisnya anak-anak kita tuh apa, ya udah itu dulu aja instead of you find it elsewhere gitu. So I'm more focusing on empowering women near future soon. And also now we are already ongoing campaign, it's all 100 WCC kuat. Jadi 100 orang di seluruh Indonesia anak WCC kuat. Itu perempuan-perempuan profilnya kita angkat 100 orang yang inspirational.
Wow.
Jadi kita we're more focusing on the celebrating the members.
Okay.
Gitu. Dan kita angkat, makanya di WCC kita ada 2, ada WCC Jakarta, ada WCC Nusantara. Of course there's other regions. Cuman kita benar-benar mau angkat
focusing ini ya.
mau yeah. angkat mau angkat members kita ini, empowering them, karena I'm sure there's okay. a lot of problems and negativity impacted because of the pandemic kan.
For sure.
Somehow we want to menjadi lebih berguna untuk banyak orang lah.
That's amazing.
Di dalam komunitas ini.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So it's more, it's, I mean, it's more than just about cycling. Yeah.
Of course, cycling yeah. is just our medium actually.
For sure.
Nanti at the end of the month, we're hopefully we're going to do a charity as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yang kayak gitu-gitulah aktivitas-aktivitas yang kita involving others yang apa lebih bermanfaat buat banyak orang.
Okay, how to join WWC?
WCCC.
Sorry.
WCCC.
Very
easy. Kalau kalian perempuan dan punya sepeda, silakan hubungi
Instagram nomor di bawah
kita,
ini ya.
DM.
Okay.
Kalian kalau misalnya di mana aja, misalkan kalian di Bandung, di Semarang, di Surabaya, atau dimanapun kalian berada itu, kita punya Instagramnya masing-masing.
Okay.
Tapi kalau misalkan kalian bingung atau mau kemana, DM aja ada Instagramnya wcc.jkt, itu headquarternya
okay.
kita. Nanti kita akan iniin. Arahkan mesti ke mana, joinnya okay. di mana, nanti grupnya okay. mesti join yang grup WhatsApp yang mana. And then
okay.
there's nothing more to it, basically itu aja.
What about like the tools? Do they have to have the tools already, or you could actually like provide or like maybe recommend to buy it here or here?
We will definitely provide you with information.
Okay.
And near future, hopefully we're also developing our own official merchandise.
Ooh, yeah. exciting.
Yeah, and then jadi kita juga karena oke, okay, cycling ini juga masih banyak banget produk-produk yang import.
Ya, yeah, betul.
You know, dan nggak semuanya they can afford imported products,
betul.
Especially this hobby
time.
Is not a cheap hobby, yeah.
Yeah.
And therefore we are also we're trying to partner up with local products juga yang kita akan kolaborasi masukin as part of our official merchandise so
yes.
they can still afford it.
Yeah.
And
you help the local brands juga, yeah.
Local brands and soon. Nggak mau dibuat.
It's okay, just.
Tapi ya soon kita akan ini sih akan kerjasama sama kolaborasi sama tim sama brand luar juga sih. Cuman kita
okay.
Kita akan kolaborasi sama beberapa brand yang akan kita masukkan ke official merchandise kita. Jadi orang-orang tuh kalau udah join di kita gak usah repot-repot cari di mana-mana.
Yeah,
we already
semuanya.
Have the official
okay.
merchandise for you and it's nice and it's either pink or purple.
Oh, I like pink boy.
Or glitter.
Oh, glitter.
Pokoknya okay. harus perempuan banget lah.
Okay. Last one. How do we find you on social media if they wanna follow you?
Oh, or... my social media is Tabby Sumendap. Tabby Sumendap.
Okay.
And Tabitha Sumendap, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Twitter or TikTok,
no.
maybe no TikTok.
No, I'd rather cycle than dance. I'd rather dance on the pedal.
Okay. Sure. Again, thank you so much, Tabby, for your time here.
Terima kasih banyak. Opportunity-nya udah ngobrol-ngobrol.
Yeah, thank you so much. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next Workroom episode. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.